Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghis, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 213. We are continuing with the discussion on four subphases of the healing phase of the SBS of the bones and joints, with special attention to the development of the medical conditions known as anemia and leukemia. Out of the four subphases, we saw that during the first phase, there is still anemia, leukopenia and thrombocytopenia, and during the second phase there is still anemia and thrombocytopenia but a rise of leukoblasts. At this phase of healing of bones, there can have inflammation with or without the participation of bacteria. If bacteria are present, the conventional medicine may call it as bacterial inflammation. This condition is known as osteomyelitis. There will be fluid emitted from the sites of inflammation. It can stretch the periosteum with severe pain. Bone marrow transplant is a very common medical procedure done by conventional medicine on patients with leukemia or lymphoma. But according to GNM, it is a fruitless attempt to replace the affected bone marrow with the healthy bone marrow cells taken from a donor. They are wrongly assumed to travel to the bone marrow, settle there and produce normal leukocytes. Practically, such harvesting of stem cells from a healthy donor and injecting them into the circulation of an affected individual do not follow with normal bone marrow cell production. There is a particular class of leukemia called lymphoblastic leukemia, which is closely associated with lymphatic system and caused in the same manner by a lesser type of self-devaluation conflict but of generalized nature. Lymphocytes are also normally produced in the bone marrow, and their number increases in cases of lymphoma, also known as Hodgkin's disease. In chronic lymphocytic leukemia, the lymphoblast count increases. If the lymphocyte leukemia cells are found in lymph glands, they are called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. There are still other various classifications for leukemia, all due to self-devaluation conflicts of different types and intensity. Another point to remember is that various types of leukemias can occur simultaneously or change from one type to another, all due to additional self-devaluation conflicts or due to diagnosis of leukemia itself. What is important for us is that all leukemias are good from a GNM perspective, because they mean that the self-devaluation conflicts, whatever type or intensity triggered the programs, they are all being resolved and healed. There will be or can be self-devaluation conflicts associated with several other types of healing conditions, like an arthritis, a lumbago or a tennis elbow, and result in leukemias of smaller intensity. Dr. Harmer has said like this, bit sarcastically, if conventional doctors were to diagnose more accurately, they would have to decimate the entire sports world with chemotherapy. Now we will pass on to the third subphase of leukemia program. It is characterized with the rise of erythroblasts and thromboblasts and is specifically called erythroleukemia and thrombocyte leukemia. Let us try to learn them in detail. Erythroleukemia starts with the production of red blood cells at the end of leukemic phase and shortly after the epileptoid crisis. The new red cells are called erythroblasts or normoblasts. They are not capable enough to carry oxygen and hence rejected. Leukoblasts also may be present together with erythroblasts. Similarly, the first type of platelets produced are thromboblasts, and they are also deficient to discharge their clotting functions. For conventional medicine, these are all blood disorders and are called blood cancers and hence given chemotherapy only to worsen the existing conditions. The fourth subphase is characterized by the production of normal types of white blood cells or leukocytes, red blood cells or erythrocytes, and platelets or thrombocytes. This is the final part of the healing phase of the SBS of bones and joints, where the blood values are to return to normal both in the peripheral blood as well as in the bone marrow. Blood clotting ability of thrombocytes also is achieved. This phase, characterized by rapid production of erythrocytes, requires more iron and, if not available, may lead to iron deficiency. There can have an elevated iron level if, instead of healing, there occurs fresh conflicts of self-devaluations and the production of red blood cells are suppressed. This iron, which is extra or unused, may be stored in liver. This condition of elevated iron level is called hemochromatosis. Friends, with this we come to the end of a very long discussion on the biological special program of bones and joints. If by any reason you could not listen to all the global GNM health tips, you are requested to go to our website www.globalgnm.com and update your knowledge. My best wishes for you. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.